everybody has resources. It can be also said that everybody has resources. So what are these resources and where do they come from? Well, resources can be anything or anyone that support and nurture a sense of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. They can be obvious or hidden. They can be active or forgotten. They can be external, internal, or both. Such examples of external resources might be nature, friends, family, animals, a spiritual practice, athletics, dance, movement, Tai Chi, martial arts, music, and other expressive arts. Examples of internal resources might be strength, agility, intelligence, inherent talents, instinctual wisdom, and resilience of our nervous system. When an external resource, such as listening to a favorite concerto, changes your internal vibration, becomes part of your felt experience to the point that simply recalling it can change your mood, then it's become an internal resource. When a person has been traumatized, instinctual resources for successful protection and self-defense have been overwhelmed. So, because of that, resources can be lost or forgotten after even one event. And if trauma began during the formative years of infancy and early childhood, few resources may have been available from the beginning. However, even kids who are the most abused and traumatized and neglected find some resource, a tree, an animal, an angel, some kind of spiritual sense. I mean, it's amazing what resources kids find to get through these bad experiences. During the resource building exercises, you will begin to recover your body's innate resources and perhaps even discover some new ones. If you practice the containment, grounding, centering, and boundary audio exercises that preceded these exercises, you've already started to build and strengthen your internal resources. To continue with this exercise, you'll need to have a piece of paper, or you can use a page from a journal if you have one, and divide the page in half vertically so that you have two columns. Underneath one column, the one on the left, begin a list of your external resources. Under the other column, list your internal resources. When you first begin, you may find that these resources are sparse. Over time, you can continue to add, and your list, of course, will grow. If you find that you're lacking resources you wish you had, such as people and physical exercise, you might decide to join a Tai Chi class or find a walking buddy. These will help you move out of isolation and into both more activity and connectedness. As we move into the second group of exercises on tracking, you will discover how to more fully embody the resources from your lists, and that will bring you, in turn, more comfort and safety, greater resilience, and stability. Now, if you have difficulty beginning your list, take some time to recall what you think maybe got you through some of your trauma. How did you cope then? What helped you the most to get to the place where you are right now, to have survived it and to be able to have gone on with life? What inner strength did you bring to bear in your struggle? If you suffered early abuse, who or what helped you to survive, to get through these times of childhood trauma? Take a few moments to imagine or feel possible resources even if they seem distant, vague, or weak. Little by little, you will notice emergent resources that had been lost, or find new ones, and strengthen those which are weak. As we move further into this program, you will soon discover that the best resource of all is the ability of your body's sensations to shift from discomfort to comfort, from constriction to openness, from fear to compassion. It is this ability to move, or the term I coined, pendulate, out of states of shutdown, anxiety, anger, helplessness, or estrangement into their opposites, vitality, safety, joy, initiative, and connection. Those are the best resources of all and the basis of true self-esteem.